right, kids, I want you to gather around close now. I want to tell you something very, very special. There was a man once that lived a long time ago, about 2,500 years ago, and his name was Daniel. Now, I'm positive that all of you know Daniel, and you've heard of Daniel and studied about him in your Sunday school classes. Now, Daniel lived in a certain city. Dudley, do you know where Daniel lived?
Yes, I think. Oh, yeah. Yep. Waycross, Georgia.
Where? No.
Waycross, Georgia.
No, Dudley. He didn't live in Waycross, Georgia. That's ridiculous.
Boston, Massachusetts?
No. I can tell you, Dudley.
Anchorage, Alaska?
No. He didn't. Just wait a minute, Dudley. He lived in a place called Babylon. It was all the way across the ocean. Big city. Now, there was a king that was over that city and that foreign land. And the king told Daniel, he said, "We will not allow you to pray to your God anymore."
That's not right, Uncle Jim.
Yeah, that I know it's not right, but that king did it anyway. He did that. Now, but you know what Daniel did?
What?
He prayed anyway. He got on his knees like he always had done. And I want you kids to listen to this. And he said, "It makes no difference. I'm going to pray." But let me tell you what. The king said, "If you pray anymore, we're going to throw you into a den of lions." Yeah, that's right. It was bad, bad. But Daniel loved God so much that he got on his knees and prayed anyway.
I bet he wore his knees out.
All right. When he was praying, all of a sudden, clump, 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 clump. Here comes the soldiers. You know what the soldiers did?
What?
They arrested Daniel. They took him to a big old hole in the ground, pulled the stone away from it, and in that hole, you know what was there?
Let's see.
What was in that hole, Dudley?
A herd of gazelles.
No gazelles. You know what was in the hole? A big den. A den of, what now?
Lions,
that's right. Den of lions, you got it right. The kids knew it too. All of them were shouting it out, what it was, Dudley. Now, whenever they throw Daniel into that lion's den, you know what those lions sounded like? They were hungry, they had anything to eat, and they saw Daniel coming in. Now look at this, kids. And when Daniel was thrown in that den of lions, all of a sudden those lions went. How did they sound, Dudley?
Meow.
No. No, that's like a little house cat.
I just did that. Like, I know how they sounded. You want me to do it for you?
Well, but I want the kids to do it. I guarantee you those kids. Come on, tell us all how those lions sounded. Now, Dudley, I was trying to get the kids to do it, and you just butted in.
Well, I'm a kid, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, okay. All right, then. That's okay. Give me one more big lion's roar. Everybody now. Come on, Dudley. No, Dudley. A lion's roar. They're going to eat Daniel up. Oh, that's tremendous. But they didn't eat him. They didn't eat him. Whenever they put Daniel in that lion's den, kids, Daniel prayed. And God sent an angel. And you know what he did? That angel closed the mouths of those lions. And the lions walked all around Daniel, roaring. Can you do it? That's right. But they couldn't eat him. And Daniel stayed there all night long. And the next morning, the king came out to see if Daniel was still alive.
And Daniel done dug a hole and got out of there.
No. Daniel was still in the lion's den, Dudley. Still in the lion's den. And whenever the king came up, he cried out, "Oh, Daniel, are you still alive?" You know what Daniel said?
What?
Well, you tell me, Dudley. What did Daniel say?
I don't know, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, those kids out there, a lot of them know. I'll tell you what he said. He said, "O King, live forever. because the Lord has sent an angel and closed the mouths of these lions. And those lions didn't touch Daniel at all because God helped him. Now, Dwayne is going to come, and he's going to sing a song that's a little bit like Daniel's great deliverance. And the title of it is, I'm Gonna Make It Through. Okay, Dwayne, let's hear it now.
When I wake up in the morning and I start a brand new day, I have this happy feeling that everything's gonna be okay. 'Cause you see, I have a helper who's walking right by my side. And my friend, his name is Jesus. Yes, he's gonna be my guide. You seem just a little blue. If you listen, I will tell you the thing that you should do. Just have a little talk with Jesus, and he'll take you by the hand. He'll drive your sorrows all away. Yes, he's that kind of man.
Jesus, you know something? He's my best friend. Everywhere I go, everything I do, from school or play, I take Jesus with me. He is my best friend. You know something? Jesus has a plan for your life. He loves you, and he loves me. Isn't Jesus wonderful? He loves you.
Okay, kids, we are going to bring Thomas out now.
Oh, boy! I love to hear Thomas sing. He's from California.
Now, wait a minute.
Michigan?
Dudley, no, he's not from California or Michigan. Thomas is from South Carolina.
Oh, what difference does it make, Uncle Jimmy? Just let him go ahead and sing a song.
Well, okay. All righty, Dudley, if you want to hear him sing that much. Thomas is going to come up to the microphone now, and he's going to sing Stop and Let Me Tell You What the Good Lord Has Done For Me.
Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. For he has healed my body, saved my soul, baptized me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. For he has healed my body, saved my soul, baptized me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. For he has healed my body, saved my soul, he baptized me with the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me. Oh, stop and let me tell you what the good Lord's done for me.
All right, boys and girls, we're going to bring out John Starnes, and he is going to sing. He's got the whole world.
Wait a minute, just a minute. What are you saying, Dudley? You have got to introduce everybody, and I have not got to introduce anybody, Uncle Jimmy. And
well,
just remember, I'm the star.
Now, well, you're right.
Okay, I'd like to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you going to introduce to me or to the kids?
To the kids, Uncle Jimmy.
Who?
John Starnes, Uncle Jimmy.
All right, Deputy. Well, what about John?
John is a fantastic Christian young man. He also has a beautiful voice, and I'd just like for the kids to listen to him right now as he sings. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Well, all right, if you want to do it. Okay, kids, John is singing. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Well, Dudley, how
Hello,
you doing?
John.
Boy, I tell you, this is exciting. I've always wanted to come up and sing with you.
And I've always wanted to sing with you, and I'm glad I'm finally getting the opportunity.
Well, I think these kids are in for a real treat.
I know they all have my amazing voice.
Let's sing about our Lord. Our God is a mighty God, and he's so mighty that he's got the whole world in his hands. And let's tell the kids that, okay?
Amen.
Okay, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Dudley, you're doing all right.
I'm all right.
You're going to come out with an album of your own pretty soon, I guess, huh? You know, not only does he have the whole world, but he has the children in his hands, too. Yes, the good ones, and he's watching over them.
You mean all the bad kids, too?
He's got all the children in the world.
You mean the ones that are mean to their mom and daddies?
He's got all the children
in the world. How about the ones that get weapons?
He loves every child in the whole world. He loves you, and he loved me when we were kids, too.
You know, God must love everybody.
He does.
Good and bad.
All the children. So let's sing about that, too.
Okay.
Here we go. He's got all the little children in his hands. He's got all the little children in his hands. He's got all the little children in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Oh, Dudley, you're doing good still. You know, not only does he have all the children, he's got the mommies and the daddies, too. Did you know that, Dudley?
Yep.
He's got your mommy and your daddy.
I think I've seen this in the past.
He watches over them. He takes care of them throughout the whole world. So let's sing about this one, ready? Here you go, ready? He's got the mommies and the daddies in his hands. He's got the mommies and the daddies in his hands. He's got the mommies and the daddies in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Oh, Dudley.
I'm just getting better and better.
Okay, this is the big finale now, and the kids are gonna love this. So I want you to really sing out, and I want you to shine. You ready? We're gonna tell him about he's got the whole world again. Here we go. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 Hit it, Dudley.
All right, kids, I want you to gather around real close because I've been singing for you and all the others have been singing for you, and Dudley Mugwump has done a great job singing. Don't you think he has, kids? Give him a hand if you believe he has. Sure, you do. But we want you, and Dudley does too, to sing us a special, because I know there are a lot of little boys and girls around that really know how to sing good. And there's a song that I know that you know, and I want you to sing it for Brother Jimmy, and I want you to sing it for Dudley. And the title of it is Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Now let's start it on cue now, and here we go.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For love I will tell.
Uncle Jimmy, hold it just a minute. Just a minute.
Okay, well, what is it, Dudley? What is it?
I think those kids sing beautiful.
Oh, I'll say they sung beautiful. You better know they did. I'll tell you something else, Dudley. They love Jesus.
I think they do too, Uncle Jimmy.
They love him very, very much. Kids, because of what Dudley just said there just then, I want you to kind of gather around close to me. And I want you to listen to Uncle Jimmy very, very carefully. I have something special to say. I want every one of you that's listening to me right now, I want you to love Jesus with all of your heart. I want you to make certain that you do everything you can to obey him and to live for him and to love him. Now, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and I want you to close your eyes. Because you see, I believe Jesus, just as he did a long time ago, when he blessed the children, is going to bless you right now. And I want to sing a song, and you can join in with me if you like. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and mean it with all of your heart, too. Come into their hearts, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, kids. Oh, it's just been so very good to be with you. And I believe that the Lord Jesus has touched your heart and blessed you. And I want you to know we've had a good time. And serving Jesus is real. Now, I want to encourage you to obey your mother and your daddy and to love Jesus with all of your heart. Dudley, don't you think they've done a good job today?
I think they've done terrific, Uncle Jimmy. And I think we ought to give them all a great big hand.
Let's just do that right now. Yes, we will. And I'll tell you what, kids, I want every one of you to give the star of this program, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Dudley Mudwunk has helped him, and give Dudley a hand right now. Yay! That's good. Bye now. We'll see you later.